You're listening to episode 61. Welcome to Behind the Brand, a podcast dedicated to strategically building your online business. Here we go behind the scenes and share stories and strategies that can help you build your own dream business that supports your own dream life. I'm your host, Kelsey Kerslake, and I'm the CEO of Pinegate Road, a branding and web design agency for online businesses and influencers. We create online presences that aren't just pretty, they're powerful. To learn more about working with Pinegate Road, head to pinegateroad.com and schedule a free consult call. Now on to the show.
All right. Hello, Megan.
Hi, Kelsey.
Thanks for always being my sidekick when I have to do these, not like have to, but I hop on these podcast episodes and I'm like, Meg, just come on with me. Let's have a conversation.
I'm pretty sure it was my idea that I was going to hop on. So my pleasure.
real talk, Meg was like, okay, you got to get this podcast episode done. Do you want me to come on with you? What should we talk about? And I'm like, yes to all of that. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Okay. So what we've decided to talk about today is kind of having the conversations and setting boundaries and parameters in your business when you have to work through some hard and sticky and silly and weird situations, which has been, I feel like it pops up in business all the time. Like whether that is like in my world with the web design, like you're dealing with a developer who you don't speak the language of, and there's just things that pop up, or there's just client situations. And I'm not saying things go crazy all the time, but there's just things that like, you're like, that's uncomfortable. How should I deal with this situation? And you just gotta work through it sometimes.
Yeah. And so much of it is coming up with those boundaries. So you have not self-preservation, but so that you can get yourself in a space where you can like show up as your calmest and best self. And it's okay to create those boundaries.
Right. And I think sometimes as business owners, we take every experience or every client or every contractor, like we, at least I did, and this is something I'm actively working on. I definitely like took the emotional stance and almost blamed myself for a lot of the things that were going on. And I'm not saying everything was everybody else's fault by any means, but like I totally took on the emotion of that situation and made the business situation about me as a person, which is not necessarily a good thing.
Because sometimes when it comes down to it, it's just business. And like, it's great to be emotional sometimes, but you also have to sustain yourself and kind of keep yourself at an even keel, just so that your ups and downs aren't as profound.
Absolutely.
So I feel like we all go into entrepreneurship to really give ourselves lives that are more even keeled and less stressful and a little more in our control. And it is important to learn these lessons as you're doing it so you can stay more even.
Yeah, absolutely. And one tactic that I like to use, and I think this is kind of an oldie but goodie, but it's like when you're going through a hard situation, you say, will this matter next year? Will this matter next month? Will this matter in 5 years?
You've had to tell me that so many times when I've had meltdowns over silly things.
Yeah, like, but I mean, they're so
2 weeks.
They're so real when you're in that moment and you're feeling the feelings. Like you're just like, but this client didn't like this one thing or something's wrong. And I jump straight to like, my business is over. I'm a terrible person. And you just got to be like, will this really matter like a year from now or 10 years from now? And having that space and that reframe really helps. Like, no, probably not. Okay, let's get into this better headspace and just deal with what's going on.
Totally. And so much of it is working on your like mindfulness practice so that you can get into that space where you can kind of step away from the emotions and think about things more objectively.
Absolutely.
And I am not shy about this. I've been in therapy for many, many years, and I've always had the tendency that if one thing happens, it was the end of the GD world. Like, oh my God, especially when I was a teacher, if a parent was like mad, I'm like, well, I'm going to lose my license. And my therapist was like, Megan, you're building. Like there's one little thing. And then in my mind, I just keep stacking on top of it until I get to like the most like horrible outcome that's probably not going to happen. And then I work into a tizzy. But when you have awareness around that and you do create that space, then you're like, oh, like it's just this one thing that happened. And I think for me too, I've always just in my mind prepared myself for the worst possible outcome as like a defense mechanism, but I'm learning that that doesn't really serve me either.
Interesting. Another thing I've done to get through some of this, and it's just like this past year, I started a meditation practice, and that I didn't know like what it would do at first. I was just like, okay, this is calming. This is nice. And then as I got into it, I realized when tricky situations would pop up or I'd get like a triggering email or something like that, then I was really able to take that like that pause before my body and mind responded to that situation in a negative way. Where before I'd probably just go in a ball and cry in my bed and not work the rest of the day or something like that.
And it's being reactive versus responsive. Mm-hmm. And when you build meditation practices or other mindfulness practices, your brain, like what normally would just react and be like, ah, like it trains you to be able to take a breath and instead respond to the situation instead of curling into a ball and crying.
Exactly. Another thing that I have done recently, thank you, Megan, is I set up an email responder on my Gmail, and it actually goes through step by step, like what people can do if they, if they're a new client, if they're a current client, et cetera. Like it just kind of gives some parameters so that like people aren't just coming at me needing things or solutions or concerns or whatever that is. And if somebody does have a concern, like it passes to Megan, which is awesome because Megan isn't necessarily as emotionally attached to what the situation is as I am as the business owner. So Megan is able to handle these situations that are sometimes tricky in a really like in a removed way, but in a very like concrete but nice way. And the stress is off of my shoulders, which feels so nice and so good.
Right. And for me, I am removed, and B, like you, I cannot be checking my email all day. I'll check it once a day at least, but then there's not necessarily that like this crazy urgency either. Like, mm-hmm. because I have those boundaries too. Like I will check it every day, but I also know that when that happens, it's like, yes, I am removed and I will handle it. And I also like your autoresponder too, Kelsey, because what's so important, and I learned this a lot as a teacher, and it's really important as a business owner, is to really teach people how, like what the expectations are and make them really explicit and kind of teach them how to interact with you. Your client, Rachel from Daring Studios, talks a lot about this too, like in leadership, like how you really need to explicitly train people, like mm-hmm. how the things work. And that email autoresponder is a really good example of how to make those boundaries and how to kind of teach people how to interact.
I love that. And this is kind of going on a tangent, but like, I feel like that's the difference between when you're just like, I'm a freelancer and I step into other people's systems and processes, and then actually running a business that has their own system and processes that clients or people interacting with your business need to follow in order for things to run correctly.
Exactly. And reason why I'm like obsessed with systems and setting them up is because when I was a classroom teacher, I had to do this every year. I had to think through every single possible scenario and teach my students, they were third graders, how to do everything. And some people thought that it was like really ridiculous, but it was really front loading and teaching the expectations and the routines so that I could actually do my work. So everything from how to ask to sharpen a pencil, how to ask to go get a drink of water instead of kid being like, can I go get a drink? I thought through it and I had policies around it, or a kid just put up their one finger to use the bathroom, and like, I just had to be really thoughtful about every single little thing. And while it did seem a little extra, like the teachers who had the best managed classrooms and had the best results and were able to do the best work are the ones that really did teach the students the expectations and how to be and how to function.
Because it leaves so much of that decision-making, which like whether you think it or not, like it's taking up energy in your
brain. Exactly.
And having that all figured out leaves so much more space for you to actually do the work that matters in your business.
Exactly. And with me teaching, instead of me being like, I don't know, can you go get a drink? No, I just had a policy. Like, we have water bottles, or you can go once a day, but not more than one kid in the hallway.
Instead of me getting like a triggering email and freaking out about it and like dropping all my work and crying and just being like, oh, what is my life? Is my business over? Like, this literally was my life, like probably last year. Like, if I got any kind of email that was, you know, not great. and now it's just like, oh, hey, Megan, this popped up, forward. And you deal with it. And we have,
and that's a system.
Yeah, we have,
right. And that's a system. Processes. Yeah. And an expectation that you've set up with the clients, like, here's what to expect. Like, you're not necessarily going to hear from me. You'll hear from my Megan, you know,
exactly. Like, on your sales call, I'm like, great. We're having this sales call and talking, and now you're onboarded, or not even onboarded, but like, great. I'm glad you're in for this project. And now Megan will be your human from now on.
Yes.
And I even say, like, you'll be in that first call. I was like, I think we'll go over, like, we'll go over the homework, because I still am doing a lot of the things behind the scenes, but you're the one like working with the client, like answering their questions, doing their, like making sure they have everything complete and they're supported. And so they get handed off to you, and I do things in the background.
Well, and that's a really important expectation and like procedure routine that you've set up in your business. And that's how you have the space to do your best design work.
Exactly.
And that's why I had to be a psycho classroom manager and have like, I had my whole first week of school scripted out, like how I was teaching these things. I joke you not, at least my first couple days, it was scripted, but once my classroom was more automated and I didn't have to make those like management decisions where the expectations were really clear, that's when I could do my best work. And that's when students did the most learning. And it's the same with business. When you have these systems and things set up. Oh, and another thing, preventative, like you think through every single situation that's ever happened to you. Well, not every single one, but as many as you want to. And then you can set these things up so that it is more of a preventative measure.
And I think this goes into having like a super solid contract in place. And that's something with like other designers I've worked with and Pine Gate Road Academy, like really honing down on the contract and creating one, boundaries, and two, things like if something goes wrong, like if somebody can't pay, if they need to get out of a contract, like you have systems and procedures built into that so people know what to expect up front. And yep. I think that has cleared up a lot of things, because it's like, if somebody does have a problem, it's like clearly in the contract, and before that wasn't. So I was kind of getting these emails and these new situations were popping up, and I'm like, oh, how do I handle this? And now that we have a super solid contract, like we don't have those same issues.
Again, yeah, with the expectations, and like, it is just preventing so much heartache. And unfortunately, in order to set up a lot of these expectations and systems, you kind of have to learn the lessons the hard way.
Totally. So in the meantime, if you're learning the hard way, just say like, will this matter in 5 years?
Exactly. And then you can set things up so that it won't happen anymore.
Yeah. I like to keep a Google Doc or like an Evernote document of things that like have gone wrong, or things that like, you know, you're just like, oh, next time I need to do it this way because that wasn't ideal, so that you can like implement different things into your processes in the future. And I even had like a document that was all about contractual things. Like if something popped up, I'm like, oh, I need to write that into my next contract because we need to make sure that is super clear. And so the contract is like kind of, you know, the one that's signed with that client, it is. But the future ones can always be changed. They can always be added to. So like having that kind of like just a brain dump document over these kinds of things is a great thing to have as you're working through problems.
And when you have boundaries and space in your business, you have the mental capacity and bandwidth to think about these things. Mm-hmm. Can we talk more about boundaries?
Yes.
Or what we're available for and what we're not available for, and how that how that can create space so that we can do the big design thinking things in our business.
Yeah, I think, I mean, what we're available for, what we're not available for, thinking through that just helps you create those boundaries and that space in your life. Like right now, I'm not available to deal with like any client issues that pop up, which like that is Megan's job, and that's why I hired her and why she's managing this process. Because like, in order for me to do my best work, I need to stay in like a very positive, energetic mindset. And I need to have the time and space in order to like really strategically think about the projects and have the time to intricately design the design things. And having that, like, I'm not available for like the client management piece has been huge for my business.
Oh yeah. Because then it really gets you in the space for you to do your brilliance work, which is your design.
Exactly.
Well, and those things are so important to think about. And I feel like it's important to think about those things even quarterly as your business shifts and grows. And yeah, but I'm glad you've realized what you are and aren't available for. And then that has really helped you create those boundaries so that you can keep doing the work that you love.
And it's something you need to think about daily too. Like if you're just like, what am I available for today? Like today I didn't think through it and we're doing this podcast and I was like, I'm only available for like this legit design work today, and maybe I broke my boundary a little bit, but it was good because like we needed to get this up and going. And
luckily a podcast with your best friend Meg is not energetically super draining, so you can
still do the design work
after. Right. And exactly. I didn't think I was available for this either, but you and I are both Colby quick starts, and sometimes going on an impulse is a little fun.
So. Exactly.
Oh, well, that's fine. But we have space for it.
Yes, we do. All right. Well, thank you, Meg, for sharing all your things.
My pleasure.
I always love having you on here. All right.
Anytime.
All right. Bye, Meg.
Bye.
Hey, guys. I'm here to chat about an online system that I can't get enough of. I'm sure you hear from a lot of online business owners who've been scaling their businesses and about how having systems in place that work for them have been essential for their growth. Putting systems in place might be getting solid processes down, or it can be using a program like Seva to run your email marketing. When it comes to growing my business, the more intuitive something is, the better. Seva, which was formerly ConvertKit, is by far the most intuitive and easy to use program that I have ever used when it comes to growing your email list. They have easy pop-ups you can use on your website, forms that send out free downloads for content upgrades on your blog posts, and 24-hour help if you ever run into a snag. They have amazing customer service and have even helped us custom code some beautiful forms for our clients with no extra charge. I love that they're able to do that, and it's always so helpful. We use Seva here at Pinegate Road and always recommend them to our clients. If you're saying yes, please, to an intuitive system for email marketing, head to pinegateroad.com/email to grab a free 30 days to start growing your email list and upping your marketing game. Thank you so much to our sponsors for making this show possible. And thanks to you for taking the time to spend some time with me here today. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor or catching up on past episodes, head to pinegateroad.com/podcast to learn more. Sending lots of love, and remember, you've got this. See you next week.